Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Continuing my conversation and sharing about the outstanding book by T.D. Jakes, Let It Go, Forgive So You Can Be Forgiven. Yesterday, I talked about seven reasons that he gave why people say that they can't forgive, why they have remained stuck in concrete in unforgiveness. So I would encourage you to check that out on our website, hopeishere.today. But I also want to share some things today that will help you find the ability to release the past and forgive and move on that T.D. Jakes talks about. And he said, you know, the truth of the matter is that there are some things that happen in our lives that you must forgive without the benefit of an apology for your own emotional survival. Wow. That's powerful. I'm going to say that again. The truth of the matter in our lives is that there are some things that happen in life that you must forgive without the benefit of an apology for your own emotional survival. You know, friends, I know a lot of you probably do have family members or friends like me that are physicians and nurses. And, you know, I've talked with them over the years that a lot of times so many of the illnesses that we get is caused from stress in our life or things that are causing us to be unhealthy on the inside, such as anger, which is usually caused by unforgiveness and being offended. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, you may be waiting for an apology, but it may never come, or maybe that person's died, or it's just one of those things that's not healthy to have contact with that person. So I just so agree with what T.D. Jakes said, that the truth of the matter is there are just some things that happen in our lives that we just have to forgive without the benefit of an apology for our own healthy emotional survival. And this is especially true in the church. Another thing he talked about is that the only way you can collect your energy and move forward sometimes is to simply write an offense off, forgive somebody, so that you can focus on what is ahead of your life rather than forever being tied to what is behind you. And for some of you could just forgive, it'd be like taking a 50-pound weight, a backpack off of you. And T.D. Jakes encourages in this book, Let It Go. He said, I encourage you to take back the power in your life, even if the person cannot or will not right the wrong that you've been done. You know, maybe you've been honest with somebody and told them, I'm hurt by you, and man, I just feel like you've never apologized. And, you know, unfortunately, I mean, it's disappointing, but that's why this is not our home. This is temporary here. Until we get to heaven, there will not be any more pain or tears or heartache. And T.D. Jakes just bluntly says in his book, I love it, I put stars by it on page 117, sometimes you must write the past off so that you are available for the future. And that's what I want to focus on the last 10 minutes that we have today, is I want to share, he gave five things that will help you find the ability to release the past, to forgive and move on. Okay, and hopefully this will help somebody get some freedom today as I share these five things. You got something to write them down, you may want to, or the great news is you can always catch our podcast. Those are always available, replays of these programs that are live on the radio. Go to our website, hopeishere.today. I also would appreciate a donation to our ministry to help keep this ministry going and making it available. You can go to the website, hopeishere.today, and just click on the donate button and secure line there. You can do that online, or you can email me and I'll give you my mailing address of the ministry. Simply email me with my name, Greg, G-R-E-G, at hopeishere.today. That's Greg at hopeishere.today, and I will give you a mailing address if you would like to mail a check. All right, first reason that T.D. Jakes says that he thinks that if we do this, we can find the ability to release the past, move on in our lives. Number one, writing off something doesn't mean that you didn't gain anything from the experience. Often you have gained invaluable wisdom and discernment that will help you with future struggles. Man, I can so relate to that. But we have to choose, as Joyce Meyer says, are we going to become better or bitter? Or as my good friend says, stay bitter to the end. The second thing that T.D. Jakes says that will help us find the ability to release the past, forgive, and move on is he reminds us that writing off something, an unforgiveness, doesn't suggest that you weren't right about the abusive circumstances that led to the unforgiveness in your heart and mind. It simply means that you've got too much ahead of you to expend more energy looking back. And, you know, I love to go and speak places and just encourage people to give them hope, talk about failing forward, the John Maxwell book that I was in after the flood and bankruptcy and things. And, you know, it's not a question where we're going to fail at something in our lives, but are we going to fail forward? And one of the points that I make right near my last part of my talk is I say, to fail forward, you have to let whatever you failed at go. I say you have to simply let it go. It's kind of a coincidence that this book I'm sharing today is called Let It Go. But I also like to take a rearview mirror. You know, went and found one for like $10, I think, at Walmart or someplace. And anyway, I'll physically show that, you know, God has this big windshield in our cars. You know, people have designed them and got this huge windshield, all of us do, that we can look out and see what's in front of us. But unfortunately, too many of us spend time in that little bitty rearview mirror that's attached to the windshield, looking at what happened in the past, at a hurt, at pain, at disappointment, at things that make us angry. And we can't look forward, and we can't move forward while we're looking in the rearview mirror. We're looking in the back of our lives, looking backwards too much. And I think it's amazing. You know, if you look at it proportionally, the windshield is 100 times bigger than a rearview mirror, the size of the glass in both. Yet Satan's so good at making us focus on the past and that rearview mirror. And as my mom's friend used to say, you know, it's okay to go visit our past sometimes, maybe to learn from something, or maybe we just have some unfinished business there. But you can't set up camp there. And for some of you, it's time to take the campsite down. You need to pour water on the campfire. You need to take that tent down and just say, Lord, I give this to you. It hurt. I've shed too many tears. I've spent too much money. I've wasted way too much time, energy, and emotion on this hurt. And today I'm moving forward. And this will give you more hope than you can ever imagine. And a lot of you, I'm sure like me, you want to lose a few pounds. Well, you'll feel at least 25 pounds lighter just by doing that. Simply just saying, I forgive, I'm going to move forward, and I'm going to release this person, and I'm not going to spend any more emotional or mental energy on being hurt. A third thing that T.D. Jakes shares about in his book, Let It Go, Forgive So You Can Be Forgiven, is he says, you know, when you write off an offense and you decide to forgive somebody, that doesn't mean that you are weak. It actually takes a great deal of strength, hope, and faith to garner the courage to move beyond the breach. And that is so true. I remember one time my good friend Greg Williams asked him to be on his radio show TV program, actually called Character Matters. And the word that he gave me was meek. And I was like, wow, that's not a very masculine word. Well, I couldn't have got something, you know, a little bit better than that. Well, he emailed me the definition of meek and looked at it, researched. The simple definition of meek is strength under control. And so, you know, when you say somebody's meek, it's actually a compliment. And, you know, yeah, we usually think humble, maybe timidity, being timid, but that's not true. It actually means strength. I mean, it's a part of it, but really the actual definition is strength under control. So it's a compliment to be meek. And when you write off something, you forgive somebody, it doesn't mean that you're weak. And that's just a lie from Satan. So, man, just don't receive that today. And for somebody, that's going to give you freedom today. A fourth reason T.D. Jakes shared in his book, Let It Go, writing it off in unforgiveness doesn't mean that you won't be compensated by some other opportunity ahead of you. He said, many times I really believe that God compensates us with divine favor to balance our lives beyond what was done to us by others. And friends, I've seen that in my own life over and over and over again. And so I totally validate that statement there by T.D. Jakes, and want to, you know, just encourage you to let God deal with them. You just do the part that you're responsible for in your heart, mind, and forgive, so that you can release the past and move on and have all that God has for you. And he wants to bless his kids. He loves to do that. But the choice is up to each and every one of us. So I want to ask you today, will you choose to forgive? And the last thing that T.D. Jakes shares from his book, Let It Go, Forgive, So You Can Be Forgiven, he says, writing off of forgiveness helps you to gain a glimpse into what God does for us with our own sin. You know, we all had a debt we couldn't pay. God received payment from an outside source, which was his one and only son, Jesus Christ, and he wrote it off, even though we ourselves have never made recompense for our transgressions. Friends, you think about that. You know, God sent his one and only son, Jesus, to die for us, to give us forgiveness for our sins, so that when we go to him, if we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that we're forgiven. And, you know, we didn't really pay anything. And that's why I think so many people, it's hard to be a follower of Jesus, because we're like, you know, the world teaches us that you have to give something to get something. And, you know, a lot of things that is so true, but not when it's forgiveness. And God modeled that with his one and only son, Jesus. And so I want to encourage you today, if you're a follower of Jesus and you're not forgiving somebody, you're trying to play God. And, you know, when you say that whatever somebody's done is not forgivable, I want to encourage you, because I've had to do this inventory a lot of times in my 53 years of life. When I think back of all the things that God's forgiven me before, a lot of the selfish decisions I've made, then who am I to play God and try to say that somebody can't be forgiven, or say I just can't forgive them? Now, I understand it takes time. I do a lot of counseling, and I've got a couple that I've been counseling with that her husband committed adultery, and they are working through it, and God's doing just a miracle healing. But she heard a sermon on forgiveness recently, and she just texted me and said, you know, I'm having a hard time forgiving the other person, the woman that was in the affair with her husband. And it's only been, had only been a few months, and I said, I understand. But eventually, you know, you will get to that point, and you'll have to choose to, because think of all that God has done to forgive you. And, you know, man, that stings a little bit when we start thinking about all that God's forgiven us for, yet we say that, you know, we can't forgive somebody. So I want to encourage you today to apply one of those five reasons why you need to release the past and forgive somebody and move on, and just, you know, write it off and move forward with your life. Because, you know, when you forgive somebody and move on, you're not just necessarily acknowledging their innocence, but your commitment to bring the thermostat back into your room and your life, and you leave them in the hands of their conscience and their God. And there's a lot of power in that. So I want to encourage you to do that. I also want to encourage you to pick up a copy of the book, Let It Go, Forgive So You Can Be Forgiven, because I really think you would be blessed by it. It's by T.D. Jakes. It's an outstanding book. I really, really enjoyed it. A lot of great takeaways from it. So pick up a copy of that book, Let It Go, and make sure you tell a friend about Hope Is Here. Let them know, hey, they're on our local radio station, or you can listen online, or at your convenience, you can listen to the podcast anytime of all our live programs on the radio, and that simply is at hopeishere.today. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
Hi, I'm Tay Henderson, Executive Director of Lighthouse Ministries. In addition to serving meals twice a day to our hungry Lexington neighbors, we also provide shoes through our Michael's Feet Ministry. In June of 2014, I noticed that many of the people we were serving did not have adequate shoes. If they weren't duct taped together, there were holes in the soles. The day that a man named Michael approached me with scotch tape holding his shoes together, I knew I had to do something, and Michael's Feet Ministry was born. Now we are blessed to replace over 50 pairs each month thanks to individual donors and donating businesses through WJMM. Please consider being a part of this blessing. Each pair you give replaces a battered pair and helps a battered person know they are loved. Thank you.
For more information on Lighthouse Ministries, check out their website at lighthouselex.org or contact them by phone at 859-259-3434.